I recently went trout fishing for the very first time. Learning to cast and tie the flies was relatively easy, but the trickiest part was walking through the fast-moving stream. I felt the pressure of the cold water pushing against me the moment I stepped into the stream. I took great care in navigating the water. My eyes were aiming for a steady rock in the middle of the stream, a safe place to stand and push back against the constant force of the water. Have you ever felt that type of pressure? Have you perhaps felt pressure from the world pushing against you? And have you aimed to find a shelter that would overcome the force of the world? Well, this meditation from the 16th chapter of John will help you remember that Jesus is that shelter. A simple word from him conquers the forces of the world. His mere presence overcomes all the world has to push against you. So to begin, whether at the first light of morning or in the growing shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes with your Savior to be a shelter against the world. Allow your breathing to resolve and your eyes to shutter closed. And just settle deeper into wherever you are. Start to center on this establishing place, this time of stability. In a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the steadfastness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of protection by listening and then responding to this passage from John chapter 14. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, let me find peace behind your overcoming hand. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. The Holy Spirit is your helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, and strengthener, who comes in the name of Christ. Heavenly Father, let me find peace behind your overcoming hand. The Holy Spirit takes the place of Christ to represent Jesus and act on his behalf. Heavenly Father, let me find peace behind your overcoming hand. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that Jesus has told you. Heavenly Father, let me find peace behind your overcoming hand. For a moment longer, linger in this silence, contemplating the peace of being safe. Just rest here, secure behind the overcoming hand of God. This meditation is a time to reflect on being secure, but do you ever feel vulnerable and unsafe? Well, for a moment, take note of any unfastened feelings of uncertainty. Scan your body for a moment. From your head to your toes, where do you feel pressure? Where do you feel the world forcing itself upon you? I understand this may cause some anxiety, but be at peace, my friend. You are safe here, sheltered in the overcoming presence of God. So steady your balance and began to center there in the protection of God. Center to when you're breathing. Take several deep belly breaths. Slowly in through your nose. Hold it for a moment. And then release it through your mouth. Center on the gift of each breath you take. Acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit within each breath. And be aware of the sheltering presence of God. As you center on the overcoming presence of God, you may still feel the world pressing against you. Don't fight the pressure. I give you permission to feel it. I understand it. But those pressures aren't of God. So allow them to flow through you without effort as you center back on your breathing and whispering the words, "Heavenly Father, let me find peace behind your overcoming hand." Center on the protective shelter of God. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from John 16 is a letter written by the Apostle John as he reminisces on the final teachings of Jesus the night of his betrayal and arrest. Imagine these words from John to you as a reminder of how Jesus pushes back against the world. Dear friend in the faith, I wish you could have been there that night to hear Jesus teach. His words were meant to bring peace to all of us. He reminded us that in the world, we will have tribulation. But he told us to take heart, for he has overcome the world. What truth did you hear? Listen once more for how the passage now affects you. Jesus said to them, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Did something sound new or fresh? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but now reflect even deeper on this truth as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New American Standard Bible. "Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in this passage will stay with you? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the Common English Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know a time is coming and is already here when I feel scattered, isolated, and alone. But I know I'm not really alone, for you are with me. But I pray so that I will have peace. In the world, I have distress, but I am encouraged, for you have conquered the world. I proclaim this truth in the name of your Son, our Savior, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So how is God challenging you? How might this be your prayer? Well, take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer, and take all the time that you need. While resting in imaginative contemplation, imagine yourself slowly climbing the winding steps of a lighthouse. Pause every few moments to listen to the pounding surf outside. In fact, place your hand on the wall. Feel the energy. And at the same time, feel protected. As you reach the top, look around. Look below. See the churning water pushing against the fortress. Before this next minute, feel yourself abiding in the strong tower, remaining in its protective walls. Feel the spray on your face. Feel the security of the foundation. Remain there, safe behind the pulsing forces of the world. As you navigate your day, be mindful of moments where you feel the world pressing against you. But what shelter has God provided to protect you? And consider how God might work through you to be the shelter that someone else is seeking. Ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing now, that you may have peace, that even in the midst of tribulation, you can take heart, for Christ has overcome the world. May you know the overcoming work of Christ, the careful guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the sovereign majesty of God now and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here in this divine retreat for as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, let me find peace behind your overcoming hand. Rest here being known in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.